He's putting the headset on right now. Josh, you got us, my friend. There he is. Okay.
He is.
Hey, what a way to cap off the home schedule here tonight. Maybe just take me through that overtime and shootout in particular, as chaos in your own zone, but you were able to shut the door numerous times.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun for me. A couple chances that they had, and I was able to make up some saves, so it was good. And then get to the shootout and win it there. A couple of nice goals for my guys, and able to get the win, so it was huge.
Anything particular stands out about one particular save with the game on the line?
Maybe like partial breakaway by Hurlbutt in the third or overtime.
Yeah.
That's kind of all I got.
She's so dangerous.
And what about at the end? Did you kick that one out at the end? It looked like it from here, but we're just kind of running out of words, Josh, to be honest, to describe that overtime and what you're able to do. But I don't even know where I'm going with this question, but just to cap off, I guess, the home schedule with a big win tonight, just got to feel good, I would assume, for the team morale, you know, going into the playoffs next weekend.
Yeah, I think it's a good confidence boost. I mean, we're trying to get a third place, so these points are huge next week or this weekend as well. So we'll get some rest and then go to Vic.
Hey, we always talk about your pregame naps. Do you need a postgame nap after all of that?
Maybe. Yeah, I'll try to get to bed, but sometimes it's hard to sleep after games.
How long was the nap today?
I think hour and a half.
Okay. Oh, a shorter one today.
Yeah, a little shorter, but I had a good sleep last night. But
when you're going against a Kamloops team that has so many snipers and you've had so much success against them, what is it about Prince George in this Kamloops matchup that favors the Cougars? You've won 8 of 9, but 5 of them beyond regulation time. What in your mind sticks out?
Yeah, it's so close. I think it's just a little bit of grittiness from our guys. We battle really hard, and there's a lot of skill on that team. And, you know, you have to be on your game. You have to be focused for a full 60, including overtime. Otherwise, they can put the puck in the back of the net. So I think it's just being aware and paying attention to our details for the full game.
The resiliency of this team has been one of the many cool facets about this group, but just from your lens, Josh, like, this is seems like a very special group. I mean, 42 wins, but just your thoughts on the resiliency of this group, because you've shown it time in and time out.
Yeah, the guys battle in front of me, so super happy that they're able to do that and blocking shots and just sticking to the system. So yeah, it's good. It's a good group we have, and you know, take it day by day, but getting closer to playoffs.
Cole and I always talk on the broadcast, you seem to be at your best when the game is on the line in the third period or beyond. What is it now as a 19-year-old that you are able to focus and understand, realize the importance of the game and the situation? What is it that is taking you to that next level at the crucial time?
I think moments like that, it's just opportunities to have the most fun. The crowd gets louder, more important, and just everything's amplified a little bit. So just try to go out there and have the most fun I can.
Yeah, well said. Maybe just some thoughts on the playoffs, right? Like, this place is going to be rocking Tuesday night here tonight. Nearly 4,500 in here. But just maybe take me through the excitement for playoffs next weekend and maybe just the fan support here in Prince George.
Yeah, fan support's unreal. And every year I've been here, it's been unbelievable for playoffs. So I think we feed a lot from all the fans and everyone who wears white. So we're just really looking forward to seeing everyone again.
Yeah, great way to end it, Josh. It's been a pleasure to watch you, my friend. That's 90 career wins as a Prince George Cougar. I believe you're going to finish as the highest winning percentage in Cougar history. So congratulations on that, and congratulations on an unbelievable effort here tonight.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
The Burger in our post-game.